All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to Hormone Harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, daisies.
Yes. How's it going?
It's going good. How's your weekend?
My weekend was chill.
Damn, I'm like, was it a weekend? Did it?
Yeah, it went by fast. I didn't do much. It was real chill, real low key. How was yours?
It was pretty relaxing too. Went to the movies. That was the main thing.
Oh, actually, no, that was not the main thing. The main thing was my run.
Period. I don't think they know about your run over here. You talked about it on Patreon, but...
Okay, well, for everybody who doesn't know, I'm doing the LA 13.1, which is a half marathon. It's the first time LA is having a half marathon, so right now I'm training.
For women.
For women. There's some men running, too. There's some fellas. But it's... They are...
They're running for women. In support of women?
Oh,
but I thought it was an all-woman thing. Women
for
thing.
The most part, it is. They're really marketing it to women. Like,
okay, but it's not restricted.
No, it's not restrictive. It's just definitely more inviting for women. A big thing is that, like, women or young girls are dropping out of active sports and at like triple the rate of young boys. Like, stop being active by like 9, 10, 11. So, you know. Just trying to make sure that the younger generation, the girls see us moving our bodies, well, our body bodies.
Inspiring the youth.
Yeah. So I'm training right now for the LA 13.1. So on Saturday, we did our long run because our training session is broken up into like three parts. So Saturdays are long run days. So I did 6.2 miles.
I would be dead.
I was down there dying too. I'm like, okay. So this is what we doing. I'm like, oh, this is what I signed up for.
Right.
To run nonstop.
To really run.
Right.
It's not you're just showing up on the day. You're going to run.
Right.
Run
you're going to prepare.
Run for a run.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm feeling sore now, though. I'm feeling a little, like, tight.
You have to implement some things to restore your body since you're not used to all that.
Yeah. They had a little...
seen that thing? That
gun.
Drill.
Their gun or some shit. Yeah. Hydro gun. They had that at the Nike store. I used it. I use that on my thigh meat.
I need that for my back.
You don't want that beating on your back like that. You don't. It's not supposed to go on bone. Your spine. Is
I would have that on my back. Like fuck me up with my back.
Fuck me up. Fuck me up. No, but yeah, it was a good time. So running alongside some really cool people, pushing me, encouraging me, because I'm like, yo, I didn't think I would be doing this.
Right.
So it's cool. I'll check in next week and see how the fuck it's going.
We'll be rooting for you. We're already, the gang over here is getting Team Germany shirts. If you want to pull up to the marathon and you want a shirt.
Oh, wow.
Contact me. I will be getting the shirts made.
Yes.
So, yeah, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we. So this is the part of our show where we usually talk about hot topics, things that are going on in the world, maybe things that are happening with us. Today we have little to no words because
we got fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. This is a devastating.
And Gigi Bryant.
And Gigi Bryant and all of the other people who were on board the helicopter. This is tragic. This is a loss.
Devastating.
I don't even really have any words. All I can say is I'm so sorry that this happened. All we can do is pray for the families of everyone who lost someone.
Yeah.
We're still processing it. This just happened a couple hours ago, so maybe there will be more thoughts to come. But right now, all I can say is I'm sorry that this happened. And
prayers. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in power.
So we're going to
Mamba
and Mambacita with this episode with as much energy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So... moving on to the ratings and the reviews.
Yes. It looks like you all have been slacking on your rating and review.
Yeah,
on your jizzob. Like, I don't want y'all to think that just because we hit our goal of 1,000 ratings and reviews before the end of the year was up, that we're just going to be like, okay, fuck
that
the ratings
and
reviews. We're never done, honey. Your part matters. Your voice matters.
We're just getting started.
Yeah.
We had a goal to reach, but the shit don't stop.
No, it doesn't. Now we need a new goal.
And we honestly need those reviews because the reviews help spread the word, get this podcast to many more ears. So we rely heavily on those ratings and reviews.
So if you're listening right now and you find value in this content, make sure that you pause it or at the end of the episode, you kindly, generously leave a rating and a review. Even if you don't want to leave a review, just leave a rating, please.
Yeah, that works.
I don't want to get ghetto on y'all.
We're not, and we're not. But let's read our review of the week.
Go for it.
Our review of the week comes from... drum roll, please.
Come on.
Bria 916.
Hey.
She says, do yourself a favor, press play. What can I say about this podcast? Germany and Brittany are always coming through with good energy and even better messages. The Black Girl Bravado is an essential component to my morning routine. Every discussion leaves me with new perspectives and tools to help reach my goals. I'm glad I found a podcast that is everything plus more. Thanks, ladies, for creating a space that I, as a Black woman, feel comfortable and heard. Keep doing y'all thing.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bria. We appreciate that.
Thank you for your rating and review.
Period, puh.
So nice. Thank you. We love you. So,
moving on to Patreon.
Patreon. Okay. So Patreon is a journey that we are on right now. We are so grateful if you've already checked in with us over on Patreon. But essentially, that's monetary support. So
it keeps the lights on.
Period. We give you more content of what you already love, some deeper, more exclusive shit happening over there.
Yeah.
And also, sidebar, our homegirl Depot pin. Right now, we have a special going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sign up with us over on Patreon, you get the pin for free.
For free, yes.
There's still a couple left on the website.
Yes.
But we're hoarding the rest for Patreon.
We are. And Patreon, again, helps keep the lights on and also yeah. will help us travel, which is definitely our intention, but we mm-hmm. need the resources to do so. So, yeah. And we are at 85 patrons last time that I checked. And we only have 15 more to reach our goal of 100, where we are giving away something super big, super special that we're working together to figure out. So if you're on Patreon, stay so you can be a part of the giveaway. And if you're not there yet, get over there so that you can be a part of the giveaway. So
yes.
Let's shout out our new patrons.
New patrons.
It's funny. They all start with an S. So S gang. Sydney.
Hey, Sydney.
Santira.
Cynthia.
And Simone.
Simone. Hey, y'all. Thank you for
if you're listening to this.
Joining us over there.
As soon as you sign up, we send you an email to get your address to get your pin. So make sure you check your emails.
Check your messages
your Patreon
on
message. Yes. There you go. Patreon messages. Okay.
Yeah.
So, last week.
Okay. So last week it was episode 128. My goodness.
Wow.
So the affirmation that we shared is I am optimistic that the changes I'm implementing. Was that last week? No.
No, 129.
Oh, my God.
I'm
you
like,
know what?
Where are we on? I thought I was tripping.
No. It's me. Sorry, y'all.
129.
Okay. Episode 129, part 3 already. So the affirmation that we shared was, I value myself and respect others when I am punctual. Choosing to be a timely individual says a lot about our character and desire to succeed. Being punctual not only says that we're put together, but that we're considerate of others. So in part 3 of our series, Make It Happen, Sis, we chat about the importance of being an on-time mommy. And we discussed the reasons why folks are chronically late and provided some tips on how you can prepare to be on time all 2020.
Period.
Girl. Yeah, period.
The girlfriend said they're working on it.
I'm working on it too.
We're all working on being on time.
You
I was late today.
Mountains. Yeah, we were late to church.
But next week I won't be.
Next week I will. Yeah, I won't be on time. I had to think because next week is a Super Bowl. That's why I don't want to sign up for nothing. On that Sunday, because I'm getting dirt.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's just come back to it. We're working on being on time.
We'll be on time.
So we have made it to part 4.
This
our
is
final
part 4.
Episode final. Of the Make It Happen, Sis series. Mm-hmm. Yay. Our second series wrapped up. Things we did.
That.
So, you know, we thought, what is as equally as important as creating changes that last, mm-hmm. being on time,
mm-hmm.
and what was the first episode? What was the first episode of the series? I'm having a brain spasm.
Same. Just we were talking about setting the foundation for the year. Okay.
Yeah, that's
productivity.
Productivity. What is equally as important as all three of those things is self-promotion. This is tough. It's something that's not really discussed.
Yeah.
But it's something that we're all faced with. Whether you're an entrepreneurial mommy, an inspiring entrepreneur, maybe not even entrepreneur, but just creative and you have something that you want to promote. But even if you are at work, we have to promote ourselves in order to get to where we want to get. And that's a part of making it happen, sis.
Make it happen.
But it's tough.
Yeah. So
it's tough.
When we say self-promotion, we're specifically talking about an attempt to present yourself to others as an accomplished, capable, smart, and skilled person, right? When you're talking about yourself, you want people to know, like, hey, this is what I do. I'm good at what I do. And I want you to believe in what I do.
Right.
Because otherwise, it's like, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Like, ultimately, I want you to know, like, hey, a bitch is booked and busy.
Period.
And she's worth her coin.
That's what she is.
Yeah.
And self-promotion can be done in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm. It can be done through face-to-face conversation, if you have a blog, on social media platforms, which is where a lot of us self-promote, or you see a lot of self-promotion, in public speeches, or even through things like our mannerisms, our posture, our speech, our dress.
Yeah, like stylist.
Mm-hmm.
No stylist.
Right.
Like,
if you want to be a stylist, you can't be walking around raggedy, because it's like, I personally wouldn't want you to style me. I need to see how you're pulling up.
Or like trainers who go to the gym, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good
when
one.
When you're at the gym, what are the trainers doing? They have on the sports bra, the abs are showing, they have on the small little leggings or shorts, so that you can see, hey, I'm walking around like this, my body's banging, I'm a trainer.
Out too.
You too could get your body like this if you fuck with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For some people, self-promotion is natural, right? It's mm-hmm. natural because we like for others to perceive us as having wonderful qualities such as intelligence and talent. But for a lot of us, like we said in the beginning, it feels unnatural because we don't want to come across as narcissistic or like we're bragging.
Right.
So we just don't promote ourselves at all. And I can say for sure that I've struggled with this
mm-hmm.
personal struggle.
Do tell.
Like, well, okay, I'll give a real example.
Yeah.
So, I started making like flyers, digital flyers and things for like first stuff that I had going on. And then like my friends were like, oh, can you make me a flyer? And I'm like, I can make money off of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But because of imposter syndrome and like just being so damn nervous to put myself out there, I was like, I don't want to post. I don't want to post that I'm doing this. Like, what if people are like, she not really a real graphic designer, or she don't really have the real skills. What's she doing? Like, just coming up with some shit to try to get money off of people or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, it was really challenging for me to even post about it. And then the only reason why I did post about it is because Kayla kept telling me like, you need to post it. And I'm like, are you just trying to gas me up? Or like, what is going on?
Gas me up.
And she was like, you need to post this. Like, there's people who, this is really challenging for them. And that's another thing. I'm like, it comes to me so easily. Like, it's easy for me to put this stuff together
mm-hmm.
to where I felt like, am I charging people for something that they can do for themselves? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It was kind of like a conflict. I'm like, I don't want people to think like, she's trying to get over on us. We can go figure out how to do this ourselves. It was just this.
I mean, but that's with anything, right?
I know, but it was eyebrows, just, this was eyelashes. A conversation that I was having with myself.
Right, but I'm just also putting it into perspective for you that a lot of people can learn a lot of things, but you're charging for the fact that you already know how to do it and
exactly.
somebody else doesn't have to spend their time to do it.
I was thinking, like, I'm not doing, like, Photoshop or anything. I'm using a program on my phone. Like, I'm flipping it, but
yeah.
I was feeling like because it's so easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Other people could do it too. But yeah. the thing is, people don't want to. Like you said, they would rather pay someone else. So
yeah.
after I got over that hurdle, I was like, okay, I'm just going to post it.
Yeah.
And it paid off in the end because people did come to me and they're like, hey, yes, definitely. Can you create this for me?
Yeah.
And then I'm nervous, like, when I send them the shit, hopefully they like it. But I mean, I haven't had any problems yet. And I ended up actually obtaining someone who wanted a lot of things done. Like, she wanted me to do a lot of stuff for her social media. So I did that and made more than I for sure thought I was going to make when I like first started
yeah.
posting this stuff. And I'm like, the thing is, if I would have never self-promoted,
yeah,
then people aren't just going to come knocking down my door. Like,
yeah.
what you got for me that I could pay you for?
Right, right, right.
You have to get over
that.
They don't
know that they have a need yet.
You have to get over. You just have to get over the fear or whatever you're telling yourself. Like, oh, I'm going to look narcissistic or like I'm bragging or whatever battles imposter syndrome. And just do it because you're only getting in your own way. So I was in my own way. And finally, I was able to get out of my own way. It's still a struggle, though, for me.
Oh, I'm sure.
How about for you? Do you feel like you've struggled? struggled or have struggled with self-promotion?
I mean, yeah, the podcast. It's not that I don't really talk about the show much outside of the, like, the platform and the sector for the show.
But when we first started, we really used to talk about it more, like, on Snapchat. Because when I used to have Snapchat on my phone, memories would pop up.
Yeah, I know.
And it would be, like, I would see myself, like, y'all need to go listen to the episodes. Or we're doing this week. Get your, you know, this and that.
I know.
And I don't do that as often. Not on my personal.
I think it's because I've grown, personally, I've realized that, like, The people, part of me, who I'm following on social media, not so much who are following me, because I'm not following as many people who are following me. So clearly these people are coming from somewhere. Right. I don't know. But I'm like, all right, I get that it won't be my friends who are listening. And at one point I was only, for the most part, had my core group of followers were like my friends. And I'm like, I don't want nobody to feel like I'm forcing them to listen, or like, damn, she always talking about her podcast. Like, girl, we get it. Like, go on your podcast page. So really, I don't self-promote much. I try. I don't talk about myself that much. But
you don't want to talk about yourself.
I don't want to talk about myself.
And that can cause a lot of people from not wanting to self-promote. Because it's like, I don't want to talk about myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to, like, think I'm, you know,
yeah, like, why are you talking about yourself? Yeah. You know? And I think it's also from struggling from being a I don't struggle with it anymore because I'm redeemed, honey. But being a recovering, like, narcissist, somebody who was always talking about themselves, or, like, making it all about myself, I am very conscious to not talk about myself. And maybe sometimes it's hindering because I'm like, perhaps I have the perfect episode that someone needs to hear, but I haven't shared it. And I'm like, well, they'll take their ass over to the show.
Or maybe it's someone that follows you that doesn't know that you're doing this, and they can potentially help you.
That is what happens.
Help, like, us. Shit, they help you. They help me.
So I guess if we look at self-promotion, like, we're just spreading ideas. And we're, you know, like, just spreading concepts, then and really, like, there's a bigger picture, then it becomes easier to do. You know, not like necessarily I'm talking about me, you're talking about you. It's just like, hey, this is something that I have going on. I'm going to promote it. You can root for me, because when your time comes, I'm going to be rooting for you.
Yes.
Which is what we all want to do. Like, yeah. And it is easy. Maybe it's like something that I might not necessarily need, but somebody else I know, I might not need a flyer, but my mama do.
And that's how I got, like, the biggest client, because Alicia reposted the flyer that I posted, and the person came from her side. Yeah. They weren't following me. They came from her because she posted it. And
another thing, sidebar.
What?
Because we're more cheering for people. Yeah, feel free to repost. No, I'm saying, because if I'm rooting for you, I'm cheering for you.
Yeah.
Then there's nothing wrong with me resharing and tagging and showing love on whatever it is. Like, you could self-promote, but I'm going to promote you too.
Right.
And we'll get to that.
And that's the thing. When you promote ideas and things, you give people something to cheer for.
Yeah.
And you give people a cause to support. So with you self-promoting, you're also, like, helping someone else. If you think about it, like how you said, like, a greater vision or an idea, instead of, like, I'm promoting Britney.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know, even the run, like, sometimes I'm kind of like, ooh, I don't want to talk about the fact that I'm doing run.
Talk about it. I love that you were talking about it. I'm like, look at her. Look at this bitch talking and about posting, what she's doing.
And posting it on social. I was like, hey, I'm talking about how challenging this run is and what I'm learning. Hello, I'm running a marathon.
Right. That's the thing with women. And studies support that women often think that hard work alone is enough to get to the top.
Mm-hmm. That ain't enough.
Like, I'm doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm doing this podcast. It's going to get into the ears it needs to get onto. I mean, and partially that's true. But the other part is you got to help it get to where you're trying to get it.
We got to be well connected.
We have to be well connected.
We talk about that all the time, though. Like, that is a really big thing. An ecosystem is a big thing.
Yeah.
Which is why I was talking to you about sharing it, like sharing stuff. Ecosystem is a real, this podcast is an ecosystem.
It is.
Y'all posting it, sharing it.
That's a part. We have to plant the seed. We have to start somewhere. As hard as we work recording these episodes and doing everything else, that will easily get overlooked if we're not constantly promoting, hey, we have this episode.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to pay to promote it so that it can get even further.
It's about just making it visible.
It's about making it visible.
We're doing the hard work, and you too out there are doing the hard work. you're, you know, laying the foundation to whatever your dreams are, your creative ventures are, whatever it might be. But you have to make it visible, because if you don't, if it's invisible, nobody sees it.
Yeah.
And then all the hard work goes in vain.
Yes. And hard work is just the foundation of success.
And I'm going to stop right here before we go into some other shit. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
That's a part of support. We're promoting our Instagram right now.
Support.
Self-promoting.
Get over there.
We weren't promoting our Instagram for a while. And we realized that that's something that we do have to self-promote more in order to get the following up. Because there's power in numbers. And we got something going.
And if you love us, then go follow us. Okay.
Yeah. So
we can get back.
If you want to get the opportunities you want, you have to make sure what you're doing is visible to others. And that's why this is so important to us, self-promotion. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about some techniques to help you self-promote. So number one, you got to be confident.
Be confident.
If you're not inspired by your actions or your ideas or whatever it is you're doing, the work that you're doing in your workplace, mm-hmm. for your white man gig, black girl gig, whatever kind of gig, then no one else will be either.
Yeah.
It's like you, if I was like, if I posted a flyer, I know I'm not that good at this. Like, you know, some people give a little disclaimer. I'm a beginner. I'm not that good at this, but you
but
know,
I got
if you,
you
wanna,
if you need something.
No, post it like, bitch, I've been doing this. Do you want something
bitch,
done?
Bitch, I've been on.
Do
Laura
Bancroft. Done?
Yeah.
Be confident in the work that you're presenting to your boss. Like, yes, I'm doing my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Confidence is key.
Also seizing the opportunity to self-promote. So when somebody asks you what's up, right? With your, if it's your boss or your peers, instead of saying nothing much, this is a great opportunity to express the work that you're doing, speak about the progress of your latest projects, your recent accomplishments.
Yeah.
So now when people start asking me, what the fuck going on, girl? I'm gonna be like, my podcast is blowing up.
Yes.
It's doing well.
I know, because sometimes you're like, oh, nothing. Work.
Know.
You know work.
Work. Yeah, I'm like, no, I am a co-host on a very successful podcast.
Oh, let's you should talk that talk.
That's what I'm about to start saying.
Same.
I'm a co-host of a very successful podcast, period. Poo is an affirmation and it's real. Okay?
That's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm passionate about.
And you guys can do the same. So whether you have something, a creative pursuit, whether it's at work, when your boss say, hey, what's going on? Well, you know, work is going great. I feel so glad that I was able to seal this deal or whatever you did.
Yes, which is about performance
reviews. Let them know.
Performance reviews are a great time to self-promote.
Oh, yeah. I'd be really getting in my bag at the performance review.
Because
you have to do the
don't.
Self-review.
Yeah, so you got to come with a list prepared of all your accomplishments, everything you've completed for the year,
mm-hmm.
your challenges, how you've been navigating this space, feedback from your peers, the fact that everybody loves you, that you create a great work environment, honey.
Yes.
That you're meeting deadlines, that you're getting shit done before the deadlines. You know, our managers a lot of times don't know what we're doing on the smaller level. They just see that things are getting done. They don't know who's really the fuel behind the fire.
They don't.
It's you. So sometimes you might have to be like, oh, you know, that change that we made that increased our business by 20%.
Right.
That was my idea. Right. I put that in effect or whatever, you know, talk that talk.
Right. I took the initiative to do this. I don't get micromanaged. Like, my manager is really hands off, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, I know that I have to come with the receipts of what I've been doing, because it will
otherwise
fly under the radar.
Like, okay.
And it's like when they're assessing what
why
you did
and why,
and
you,
why
deserve
you deserve a raise.
Money. Yeah.
So I'm like, let me help you figure out why I need my full raise.
Why I need my coin.
Period.
Yes.
Another thing you can do is brag about others.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can subtly promote yourself at the same time that you applaud others. So you can use other people's good work to remind people of your good work. So this can look like if you worked in a project with someone who went above and beyond, and then you talk about how their work enabled you to do great work.
Yeah, like, each one teach one.
You know, they do this at award shows. I want to thank my manager, because without them, I wouldn't even be able to make it here.
Right.
Without you pulling
without
in
Without God.
This, yeah, you know, promote other people and then, like, in turn, promote yourself. So
reach
it's
out
like
and touch.
Two people get something.
I love it. I love it. Another tip is to create a custom network, the ecosystem vibe.
Yeah.
So we see this happening a lot, especially on social media. It doesn't matter if it's 5 people, if it's 50 people, you have to consider how we can foster a community and create a kind of network that's dedicated to sharing resources and helping each other succeed. So the more people you have that are trying to help one another gain visibility and gain notoriety,
yeah,
the better we all are, because we're sharing resources. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
We're helping each other. We're constantly promoting and self-promoting. It's like our community of determined people who want to succeed just keeps growing, and thus fueled by the fact that we're all just helping each other.
We do this all the time, promoting our friends promoting us. We have friends that do so much notaries, been making cakes, coming out with clothing lines,
floral arrangements, all type of shit.
That's how you create a network, because
even our creative friends, like not our close friends, people who we've established and who are a part of our network now.
Right.
You know what I mean? We have people who do all type of stuff. And businesses that we've connected mm-hmm. with, products that we share here, that's all an ecosystem. Like, we fuck with the stuff, we love it, but word of mouth, there's so many people who are, for instance, using Purple Goat, or I mean Purple and Prosper.
Yes.
I always want to call it Purple Goat.
Right.
Purple and Prosper. Right. Because, you know,
we promote it on the show.
We promote it, and it's great products.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, if you need a mask, I know somebody who makes great skin products. Tap in here. If you need this, I know somebody who does that. Like, that's how Black people used to be back in the day.
And also, you guys can, with the network that you create, you guys can chat amongst each other to figure out more promotion tactics and techniques. Like, what do you do? What did you do to get over this? Because it's not a foreign concept to be a little afraid or fearful to self-promote. So really utilize your network.
And tap into the resources. It's nothing like, okay, you come in when you might know a photographer. I come in, I might know a lawyer.
Yeah.
Somebody might come in, now you know how to do graphic design. And now amongst each other, we're all just bartering and sharing resources.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you would have spent on a photographer, now we got the homegirl who does photos. Now what you would have spent on a lawyer, we got the homeboy who's going to look over your contracts for you.
Period.
Okay?
The final technique is to focus on the message or the idea. So we all have something unique to share, whether if that's in the workplace, social media, whatever. Even if the idea isn't necessarily unique, like again with the podcast, there's so many different podcasts, but nobody is podcasting like we're podcasting. We're individuals. I listen to so many podcasts for different reasons. Even people that talk about the same topic sometimes, it hits different.
It does.
Based on the delivery. But when you shift your focus away from you and onto the message, it becomes easier to promote. It's like, I'm not promoting me. I'm promoting a message.
That's why I have
There's a message in this.
That's why I had to take myself out of it. Then
take
it's not,
yourself out of it.
I know. I always say
even
I'm
with
the
run, you're running physically, but you're promoting a message that you're challenging yourself.
Yes.
This is something that you never saw yourself doing. And that's why people really become
inspired
and connected to people's stories.
Right.
Right. Because it's like, it's bigger than you. Sometimes it's like, why are people who don't even fuck with me listening to this podcast, or we didn't even used to fuck with each other? It's it's not you, girl.
That's
it's
what
the
my
message.
Mom had to tell me too.
It's humbling. The message, and it's like, I don't give a damn about you. What's being said
is what I care about.
Is what I need.
And that's why I know it's just the Lord. That's how I know I'm just a vessel, baby, because after I lay this verse down on this track, this wax right here.
Not
after
the wax.
After I say my bit and I go, then I tap out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm no longer a vessel. I mean,
and
I'm
it's
always
not
a vessel.
It, we're working on, that's how you work on your ego, going back to the first series.
Come on.
Because this is not about like, what this can do for me. We got over that a long time ago when we were like, this is not even fucking us.
It don't feel like
it
me. I'm
us.
Telling you, when we take these headphones out and put the mics
it's
away,
not
then
us
we
because
come back.
We be struggling and then somehow it flows.
Yeah.
So don't even focus on you. Focus on the message, because people like things that can help them solve their problems.
Yes.
That can help them come up with a solution. So whether that's your work in your workplace, whether that's a message you're giving, whether that's something tangible that people can purchase, that's all that matters. It's not you.
It's never
you're promoting
been you.
A message or an idea or a concept.
That's it.
And that's it.
And that's on period. So it's short, it's sweet today, honey.
We're promoting.
We
want to see you promote yourself.
Yes.
We're going to promote ourselves more. Kudos to you for promoting yourself this
Thank
week.
You. Thank you.
It's paying off.
We're going to see what's happening next week. That's the challenge, self-promoting.
So
I
want to
see y'all self-promoting. Yes.
That's the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Tag us.
Period, boo.
So now it's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So I want to share a book that I'm reading, Vibrate Higher Daily by Layla Dahlia. I think Dahlia, I'm sorry, sis. But this is a book that you've probably seen floating around social media. She has a page.
Yes, everywhere.
Vibrate Higher Daily and Instagram account. And she always promotes positive messages that are really uplifting. But this book is a gem. I went to Barnes & Noble just to, like, you know, sit and read for a little bit. And I was like, I need this book. Mm-hmm. It's about living in your power. We always talk about vibrations and energy. She just reiterates that and talks a little bit about how some of her personal life challenges and how she overcame. So I recommend this book to anybody who's trying to vibrate higher daily and just get everything that is yours.
Period, poo.
Period. Put it on our story.
But, pretty sure y'all have seen it everywhere.
I'm sure you've seen it. It's also on Amazon. Great book. Get it from Amazon, not Barnes & Noble. It's $24 at Barnes & Noble, $16 on Amazon. I got mine on Amazon.
Oh, I'm like...
with my bartending or earnings. So, yeah.
I think that's it.
That wraps up this week.
That wraps up this series. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming in hot February.
Get ready. New month, new series. We're really excited about this series.
Get your titties ready. Strap them down. I don't want them flapping in the wind because we're going there. The car is full speed, baby. Period. I got my foot on your neck and on the gas.
Yes, we do.
So we'll see y'all next week. Love you so much. Bye.
Bye. I'm gonna hear the word, girl. Pretty color, girl.